These seemed to occur at intervals of 20 years, and the thought that another one was now imminent already worried a great many people. The first had been in the 1940s, when the long, obsolete vacuum tube had made possible such clumsy, high-speed morons as ENIAC and its successors. Then in the 1960s, solid-state microelectronics had been perfected. With its advent, it was clear that artificial intelligences, at least as powerful as man's, need be no larger than office desks, if one only knew how to construct them. Probably no one would ever know this. It did not matter. In the 1980s, Minsky and Good had shown how neural networks could be generated automatically, self-replicated, in accordance with an arbitrary learning program.